Hello everyone, you are listening to the Security Experience Podcast, and as always, I'm your host, Nikolos. Let's discuss the latest Reddit data breach and how the social media gem has communicated the incident with over 300 million users. Stay tuned for the experience. So apparently, Reddit's systems have been accessed by a hacker who managed to get his or her hands on some users' data, including current email addresses and a 2007 database backup containing old, salted, and hashed passwords. So attack was discovered on June 19th, and since then, Reddit has been conducting a heavy investigation to figure out just what was accessed and to improve their systems and processes to prevent this from happening again. On June 19th, Reddit staff has learned that between June 14th and 18th, an attacker compromised a few of their employees' accounts with cloud and source code hosting providers. Reddit openly speaks about incidents and acknowledges that SMS-based authentication is not as secure method, because the attack was carried out via SMS interception. Company also urges everyone to switch to token-based two-factor authentication. Although this was a serious attack, the attacker didn't gain write access to Reddit systems, and they only gained read-only access to some systems that contained backup data, source code, and other logs. They were not able to alter Reddit's information, and Reddit has taken steps since the event to further lock down and rotate all production secrets and API keys, and also to enhance their logging and monitoring systems. Reddit also provides details about the data that has been accessed by attackers. So there are two main data parts to this story. One is that all Reddit data from 2007 and before, which included account credentials and email addresses. And the second part is email digests that were sent out by Reddit in June of this year. The first one contains basically a complete copy of an old database backup, including username and salted hashed passwords. Email addresses also, and other content such as upvotes, comments, and even private messages were compromised. However, I guess not so many people use Reddit for private messaging, so that should be not a problem for many of its users. The email digest data contains the logs of digests that were sent between 3rd and 17th of June of this year. So to be clear on this, the logs contain emails themselves, and the digests connect a username to the associated email address, and also contain a part where they display suggested posts from selected popular and safe for work subreddits that users were subscribed to. Besides providing the data about what was breached, Reddit also provides more information to its users about how to know and how to discover if their information was included in those two data breaches. So company is sending out Reddit messages to affected users, and they are also resetting their passwords on accounts where the credentials might have been compromised. But keep in mind that if you signed up for Reddit after 2007, you have nothing to worry about in this part. Because, just a reminder, this specific part concerns only the old database breach part from back to 2007. So also good thing is that if you do not use emails for Reddit after 2007, then most likely you are good in this part as well, because you would not be receiving those digests at all, and therefore your data would not be accessed. So data breach apparently does not end here, since the attacker had read access to storage systems. Also, they have accessed other parts such as Reddit source code, internal logs, configuration files, and other employee workspace files. However, Reddit assures users that these parts should not contain user data. So you do not have to worry about this part. Reddit also provides some information about what they are doing and what users shall do, which is a very good point in this case, I think. Company has reported the issue to law enforcement and are cooperating with their investigation. I guess that's the first thing you do if you find out about the data breach, since laws of many countries require such measures to be implemented, especially GDPR, if we will be speaking about European Union. As mentioned before, Reddit is also sending out messages to those users who might have been affected. Also, the social media unicorn has learned the power of token-based two-factor authentication the hard way, I think, and they took some measures to guarantee that additional points of privileged access to Reddit systems are more secure by enhanced logging, more encryption, and also they would require token-based two-factor authentication to gain entry, since they suspect the weakness was inherently into the SMS-based two-factor authentication because there was an SMS interception in place. Apparently, over 2 months ago, Reddit has hired their first head of security, so I definitely do not wish to be in his shoes right now. It probably was not the best start for this position, but I do not think that he would have an opportunity to improve security measures in such a very short period. So also, I would like to mention that Reddit strongly recommended to use token-based two-factor authentication, and I also definitely suggest to use a password manager together with it for generating unique passwords for different websites. And if you are not already doing it, make sure that passwords used on other websites are not the same as the Reddit website. So make sure to change the passwords as well. Despite the data breach, as I already mentioned, I believe that Reddit communicated properly with users. They also continued answering user comments on the huge thread on the subreddit. Also, I think that we have a good reason to believe that company has learned something during this incident, and we should hope that they will successfully implement additional security measures as discussed before. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope it was interesting for you. Let me know what you think, hit me up on Twitter and LinkedIn, send your voice messages via anchor.fm, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You can also subscribe at cypherroll.com. Talk to you in the next one.